This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the heels of the How Many More rally, held on the steps of the Texas State Capitol,
Texas!
The Washington Post sat perched atop the Drudge Report with a story regarding what they described as a man killing five of his neighbors because they complained that he was shooting an AR-15 in his yard at all hours of the night. However, if you were actually interested in the details and not the brainwashing, it became horrifically obvious that the shooter and the victims were illegal immigrants, while the description of the yard led the reader to envision a typical suburban lot when it was a rural area in Texas where target practice is common. A stark reminder of the Mockingbird media twisting the fine points in order to further the globalist anti-Second Amendment Bilderberg agenda.
Everybody that was shot from the neck up, almost execution style.
Just yesterday in Cleveland, Texas, right outside of Houston, there was a guy that executed six people, including an eight-year-old little boy, a Mexican national. It's a cartel hit.
So I'll be honest, all right, I don't know anything about that case. I haven't been following it, and so I'm not qualified to comment on it. But what I do know, living in Texas, is that this isn't the first murder that's cartel-related. And if people wake up, there's cartel-related murders have been happening for a number of years. They're increasing, and they're not just happening in Texas. They're happening all over the country. Look at tripwires and triggers. Read what Jason Jones has been reporting for years. The cartels have been moving into this country. Look at Operation Python from the DEA. They arrested over 700 cartel members of one cartel on U.S. soil, and it did nothing to that cartel.
They're risking the lives of the migrants that they are rolling out the welcome mat for. They're risking, these people are dying. They're being raped. They're being murdered, assaulted. I read a story recently about a young girl who had more than 60 pieces of human DNA inside of her. Whose conscience is that on?
But for a few hours at the How Many More rally, truth was thankfully on full display.
There is no America without secure borders. There is no Texas without secure borders. What the hell are you doing up there? I don't process invaders. I repel invaders. So let's get this legislation where finally, Texas can be the shining light of freedom in the United States of America.
Let's think about the numbers. In 25 months, 6 million total encounters and more than 1.7 million total gotaways. That's insanity. At this pace, in 48 months of this administration, this country is looking at encountering 14 million total encounters and gotaways. 14 million! And you don't want to see another dead migrant die in a tractor trailer like the 53 who died in the Texas heat in San Antonio last summer, or the 856 who died along the Rio Grande and along the southwest border last year. The thousands that are in the sex trafficking trade as we speak. In the supposedly strongest and most powerful nation in the history of the world, while we're sitting here right now, some little girl is in the back of a car on I-35 getting taken God knows where.
We talk about the Mexican cartels. They are now the shadow government of Mexico. Why are they a shadow government? It's very simple. They don't want to worry about Social Security, education, this kind of stuff. No, it's much easier for the cartels to let everybody think that there's an actual government running Mexico. There is not. The cartels have gone into towns and cities across America and bought up property. So have the Chinese. They work hand in hand. And they work. They are in bed with people within this government. So I don't buy the saber rattling. Doesn't mean the threat isn't real. But look beyond the surface to what you're really looking at.
After hearing these unsettling truths expressed passionately and with focus, while the media turns on the very people calling for action on the life-threatening invasion of our southern border as millions more will pour over after Title 42 ends on May 11th, the spotlight swung squarely on the cancerous rot of Obama's modernization of the Smith-Munn Act in 2012. As 11 years later, propaganda now dominates crucial life-saving information that, when left unreported, will hasten the downfall of Western civilization as it is.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Oh, I've got so much important news to cover. And then we're opening the phones up to take your calls. I'll give them the number out coming up in about 10 minutes. So get ready. To recap, because some stations only carry the second and third hour, and a lot of listeners tune in every few seconds, I covered a bunch of mainstream news articles about major hospitals, major university hospitals, moving to begin chemical and then later physical mutilation and castration of children. So that's going on. Meanwhile, it comes out that the current CIA director was big buddies hanging out secretly with Epstein at his different facilities, and that they've been trying to cover that up. We've got Hillary Clinton's demon daughter, Chelsea, promoting Genderqueer, a book that promotes pedophilia and has graphic images of adults having sex with children, just in your face. And then I got into the 30,000 children that have been smuggled in the last 2.5 years. The U.S., the FBI estimates, and I played some hearings with Senator Josh Hawley talking about the hundreds of thousands of total children and how they're knowingly placing them with convicted pedophiles. That's coming out in Congress. But then I wanted to show you people out in the open. You've seen the clips at city councils in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Los Angeles, California, and Dallas, Texas. It's everywhere. Men showing up in clown outfits saying they're women and saying, we are here to groom your children. You've seen the San Francisco choir saying, we'll groom your children, we'll get your children. That's the plan. And what they do in the schools, we show them the training manuals all over the Western world. It's all corporately funded. It's all a unified program. Is literally tell not just elementary students, but even preschoolers, why are you wearing a dress when you're a little girl? Why do you wear pink when you could be a little boy, to then start confusing the children? And in the UK, it's so bad that not just social workers, but neighbors come to people's doors and say, we notice your small daughter is wearing dresses in pink. Are you making her do that? So it just shows how much they're in everybody's business. Then if you're in the U.S., Canada, anywhere, you try to wear a shirt saying there's two genders, or you try to say small children shouldn't be targeted with this, you get kicked out of school and or, in the case in Germany or the U.K. or Australia or Canada, we've seen cases just the last week, they take you to jail. And they pass laws in places like Washington State that if you don't go along with your 8-year-old having a sex change, they take the child away from you. So this isn't coming. This is here. So here is one of these insane bots coming to his front door in the UK and asking the man, he has his 2-year-old daughter with him, if he's abusing her by not letting her be another sex. That's how bold they are. Here's the clip.
Hey, so you've come to my house to complain about my baby wearing pink.
I was just asking, really, why you keep putting her in pink and not other colours?
Well, traditionally, girls often wear pink.
Well, I think you'll find that was back in the day. I don't think it's today. I think you can wear any colour you want now.
Well, you can. She doesn't. She has other like clothes as well, but Her favourite colour is pink.
Well, I've only ever seen her in pink, and I think that's not allowing her to have freedom of what gender she wants to be.
But she,
freedom?
Well, she's a baby.
She's not a baby.
She's a baby. She's two.
She looks a lot older than that to me. But anyway...
Well, hold on a minute. What's any of your concern?
Well, it's my concern because I believe that the world has got better since we've got all this fluidity with genders and
okay.
the different types of genders now.
Okay.
And I think by dressing someone in pink, if she doesn't want to be a girl when she's older, she wants to be a transgender or whatever, then she'll have been dressed in pink and you would have confused her. So I think it's nicer to dress people in all different colours. I mean, she'd look beautifully in yellow, wouldn't she? Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, she's wearing yellow now. Hey, baby.
She is. I hadn't seen she was sorry. But she's got pink trousers on with rainbows on. Now, I do like the rainbow. I definitely like the rainbows on her trousers. Now, that's good.
Okay.
But,
okay.
No.
Okay. Firstly, yeah, you're wearing pink glasses, okay?
I think you'll find these are mauve. Are you colourblind?
Mauve.
Or something? These are mauve. These
mauve.
Are mauve. What colour are these, young lady? Yeah, she says pink. But they're not pink. They are mauve. Mauve. Mauve glasses.
Okay, so...
And, actually, they're blue inside. So, a little bit of pink, mauve and blue. I've got all the colours, you see.
Sorry.
Much healthier for the brain, the mindset.
Sorry. So, I'm just a little bit baffled to, like, why you're actually here.
I'm just asking why you keep dressing going in pink. I think you should give her more choices of colour.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But however I want to dress her, okay, yeah? The way how I parent her is nothing to do with you.
Well, it is to do with me, because I feel for people these days, and I think they should have more choices of what colours they want to wear.
But she's two. She's two.
Well, don't think it matters.
I don't need to teach her about all this. She what is right? What is traditional is she's a girl, I'm a boy.
So, that's how bold these cult members are. And is this woman a pedophile? Probably not. But she's there grooming and trying to groom someone in the system to be sexually confused about who they are. And is really attacking parental control and saying the state should be in control. And she said in this day and age, we need to save the children and teach them they can be transgender. Now, I do like rainbows. That's our symbol. That's okay. Guaranteed that woman doesn't have children, but that woman is a control freak. And that woman is the type of person that's in the educational system that is literally creating files on your children and saying, don't let the parents know that you're secretly something else. This is grooming to totally take over your child into a political cult that is attached to every form of sexual deviancy. This is their new religion. They mean business. Now, this video is up on Infowars.com. Video, boy smacks down school board for telling him he can't wear There Are Only Two Genders shirt. And that's it. We're going to create a There Is Only Two Genders t-shirt. A 12-year-old boy in Middleborough, Massachusetts, gave his school board a lesson in constitutional rights when he was told that he was not allowed to wear a shirt emblazoned with a statement, There Are Only Two Genders. But they try to make him wear the rainbow flags, the rest of it. Liam Morrison, a 7th grader at Nicholas Middle School in Middleborough, noted that he was removed from gym class on March 21st by school staff who claimed that the statement on his shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Oh my gosh, there's men and women. That's unsafe. The teachers told Morrison that he would have to remove the shirt if he wanted to return to the class, and he refused. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
In the 7th, 10th grade at Nicholas Middle School, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. I never thought that the shirt I wore to school on March 21st would lead me to speak with you today. On that Tuesday morning, I was taken out of gym class to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe. They told me that I wasn't in trouble, but it sure felt like I was. I was told that I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class. When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. Thankfully, my dad supported my decisions and came to pick me up. What did my shirt say? 5 simple words. There are only two genders. Nothing harmful, nothing threatening. Just a statement I believe to be a fact. I have been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why? Because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do. Not one person, staff, or student told me that they were bothered by what I was wearing. Actually, just the opposite. Several kids told me that they supported my actions and that they wanted one too. I was told that the shirt was a disruption to learning. No one got up and stormed out of class. No one burst into tears. I'm sure I would have noticed if they had. I experience disruptions to my learning every day. Kids acting out in class are a disruption, yet nothing is done. Why do the rules apply to one, yet not another? I feel like these adults were telling me that it wasn't okay for me to have an opposing view. Their arguments were weak, in my opinion. I didn't go to school that day to hurt feelings or cause trouble. I have learned a lot from this experience. I learned that a lot of other students share my view. I learned that adults don't always do the right thing or make the right decisions. I know that I have a right to wear a shirt with those five words. Even at 12 years old, I have my own political opinions, and I have a right to express those opinions. Even at school, this right is called the First Amendment to the Constitution. My hope in being here tonight is to bring the school committee's attention to this issue. I hope that you will speak up for the rest of us so we can express ourselves without being pulled out of class. Next time, it may not only be me. There might be more students that decide to speak out. Thank you for your time and good night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And we are back. I skipped that break for the satellites and some of the folks, but some stations do not skip the break still, so that's fine. But I'm doing that occasionally here when we're covering issues that are so incredibly critical. Joining some of our stations back now. If you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, we have been covering the weaponization of the schools, the psychiatric systems, and the culture, all corporate run, all CIA, MI6, Tavistock Institute run to destroy our children. The UN has officially come out with over 60 top judges around the world and said pedophilia should be legalized as young as age 5 and that children, quote, must have sexual partners, says the United Nations. So that's where we are. That's what we were just breaking down in great detail. And I showed you Biden and other people saying your children belong to us, belong to the state, belong to our cult. That's why I played the clip of the woman in England coming and saying, I see your daughter out. And she's wearing dresses. She's wearing pink. She might want to be a little boy. How dare you dress her as a little girl? And you think that is a cult member. That is a crazy person. Yes, she is. But she is believing that she says in this day and age, we're doing this now. They're coming for our children. They're coming for everything, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to realize that. And it's time to say no to these monsters. All right, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers today, and I want to hear from you specifically on the pedo cult and its massive rollout and in the CIA director. We now know meeting with Epstein up until the time he got arrested the second time, just absolutely revealing this incredible evil. We are also going to be hitting a bunch of other really important news here in just a moment, but I want to get into the banking collapse that has taken place and the second largest bank in U.S. history collapsing, First Republic. That's three of the biggest bank collapses in just the last 2 months, three of the biggest four in U.S. history to bring in their new central bank digital currency. Your take on that, your view on that, we'll be taking your phone calls coming up next segment. But right now, let's start plowing into the news. Watch RFK Jr. exposed climate scam, says WEF and Bill Gates exploiting issues to clamp down on totalitarian controls on society. That ties into world's first. California bans new diesel truck sales. Forget the war on stoves, which, by the way, New York's trying to pass right now. Here's what the left's coming for now. Lawnmowers and leaf blowers. California already banned them. Here's the Washington Post. New York set to pass first statewide law banning gas stoves. Oh, last year they said they were going to do it. Then we said, don't do it. They said, oh, you're a right-winger. We're not doing it. Germany shuts down its last three nuclear power plants only to end up buying nuclear-generated electricity from France. Infowars.com. And it goes on and on. German MEP Christine Anderson explains why globalists need you trapped in 15-minute cities. We're going to first play a clip of RFK Jr. talking about this. Then we're going to play Christine Anderson. Here is RFK Jr.
Where do you stand on climate policies that are being enacted right now? There is a difference between environmentalism and climate change. Where do you stand on all of that? And what types of policies do you support?
Climate issues and pollution issues are being exploited by, you know, the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all of these big, you know, mega billionaires, the same way that COVID was exploited, to use it as an excuse to clamp down top-down totalitarian controls on society and to and then to give us engineering solutions And if you look closely, as it turns out, the guys who are promoting those engineering solutions are the people who own the IPs, the patents for those solutions. So it's a way, you know, it's being used. They've given climate chaos a bad name, you know, because people now see that it's just another crisis that's being used to strip mine the wealth of the poor and to, you know, to enrich billionaires. And, you know, I for 40 years have had the same policy on climate and engineering. You can go check my speeches from the 1980s. And I've said the most important solution for environmental issues, not top-down controls, is free market capitalism.
All right, that's good. The full clip is on InfoWars.com. Now let's go to German MEP Christine Anderson explains why globalists need you trapped in 15-minute cities.
Green certificate, the COVID pass, that was a test balloon to get people to having to produce some kind of a QR code, you know, just getting people used to that. Now what they're slamming us with is these 15-minute cities. Make no mistake, it's not about your convenience. It's not that they want you to be able to, you know, have all of these places that you need to get to very close. And it's not about saving the planet either, by the way. The 15-minute cities, they will have to have those before they can lock you down. And that's what we're talking about here. So in Great Britain, some county already passed legislation. They will be able to impose a climate lockdown. That's the next step. That's what we're talking about. So in order to do that, they will have to have these 15-minute cities. The next step then, of course, will be you are only allowed to leave your immediate area for, let's say, like 2 or 3 times a year. So, but there's other people that may have more money, and they can actually buy your passings off of you. So guess what? The poor people will be left in these 15-minute neighborhoods while the ones that are better off get to go wherever they want to go. So this is what we're talking about, you know. Look at Saudi Arabia, for instance. They're pulling up Neom City. They call it the Line. So this is like a structure in the middle of the desert, 200 kilometers long, 200 meters wide, 500 meters high, and it will house up to 9 million people. Oh, isn't that just brilliant? If I wanted to get total control of the people, that's exactly where and how I would house them. And then having them on a three meals a day prescription, well, guess what will happen if you do not do as you are told? They will probably cancel that. It's so easy. So that's what we're talking about. And when you really take all of this together, there is no other way for me to actually say this. It will be a complete impoverishment and enslavement of all the people. And I'm stating it so clearly because that's what it seems like and that's what it looks like to me.
You will own nothing. You will have nothing. You will be happy sterilizing children, cutting little girls' breasts off, cutting little boys' genitals off. It's fashionable. It's compassionate. It's loving. Putting you in a 100-mile-long prison that's only 100-and-something yards wide, under total robot control, making you eat bugs, that's a prison. 200-square-foot coffin apartments, that's a prison. Making it fashionable, making it cool. This is what they're establishing in their own words. You'll no longer live in cities, you'll live in, quote, communes, says the UN. You're like, well, I'll refuse that. Well, they're going to turn your energy off, and they are. They're cutting it all off, folks, all over the world, except for China and India, who they're using for slave labor right now to build up the goods they need. But here and in Europe, we're being shut down. I want to talk about some of the poison shot news we've got, and a little bit more with RFK Jr. on that, knocking out of the park. When we come back, then your phone calls to Tucker Carlson on Building 7, and so much more on the economy. I'm Alex Jones. This is the front lines of the fight for a pro-human future. The coordinates of liberty are band.video, infowars.com, newswars.com, and the URL they're not blocking right now is madmaxworld.tv. We'll be right back.
I knew. Black.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, the phone lines are loaded. I want to hit some more news and go right to your phone calls. I have a request to listeners out there. If you don't get a high quality gravity fed filter that's highly rated, that cuts out basically everything to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals that are in the water supply, you're insane. Some of the most toxic things in our lives come through the water supply. And we have the Alexa Pure Pro stainless steel water filtration, highest rated out there, available at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com, in stock, ready to ship to you right now. And again, there are four or five gravity-fed filters. There's about 50, 60 different companies out there, but there are three or four or five maybe that we've seen the test on that are as good as this. It's basically the same manufacturing parameters, the rest of it. They just charge a lot more for the other units that have that same quality. So this is a great deal. It does 10,000 plus gallons. They have replacement filters. We sell those as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's very simple. It's great in your RV, great in your camping shack, great in your kitchen, great in your bedroom. Just know that you've got good, high-quality, pure water. It's available right now. And you can put a couple gallons in there, and it only takes 20-something minutes for it to go through. Some of the lesser models out there take a lot longer. This has really been the top unit for 6 years running. And the great folks that developed it basically just took the existing technology and made it even better and only have about a 70%, 80% markup on it. The leading competitors have a 200, 300% markup on it. So we sell a ton of these, but we don't get a lot of money from the sale of them. But that's fine as we sell more of them because we get you the best deal out there. So InfoWarsStore.com, get those right now. Also get 1776 testosterone boost, get Turbo Force. Back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus is going to be selling out very, very soon, just like DNA Force did. Like I told you, it's amazing with the pregnenolone and other things it's got in it that naturally allow your body to produce the hormones you're supposed to have. They get blocked by all the artificial chemicals in the food and water. You take this, you feel it. It takes about a week to kick in. Everybody should be on Real Red Pill, especially those 40 and older. It's an amazing formula. Real Red Pill Plus. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That sale is going to have to end in the next week or so because it'll be 4 or 5 months till we get more of it in. That's when we're budgeted to be able to buy it again. And so it'll go back to full price next week. Still be a great deal. And it'll sell out at full price in about a month. But if we keep selling it right now, it'll be sold out in a week and a half at current sales rates. 40% off. You need to try Real Red Pill Plus. If you haven't gotten a Real Red Pill Plus, every time we reformulate, we call Plus. So it's even better than the first one we came out with like 8 years ago. If you haven't tried it, you tried it. If you're already a fan of it, get your Real Red Pill Plus. Now it was sold out for 2 years. We couldn't even get the ingredients during the lockdowns and supply chain problems. We could get some lesser ingredients, but we wouldn't do that. And so it's finally, after 2 years being sold out, Real Red Pill Plus, available at InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, all of it are amazing products. 5-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please get an unsigned or signed copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Please get a Alex Jones for President t-shirt, great conversation piece. Whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and keep spreading the links. Okay. Bombshell. Pfizer and FDA aggressively push COVID vaccine on pregnant women despite knowing mRNA shot caused dire fetal and infant risk. That came out in the New England Medical Journal when they first started the shots 2 years ago. But this is the pregnancy and lactation cumulative review, looked at a whole spectrum of studies and showed that Pfizer did their own study and knew damn well what they were doing. Everybody you know, especially women that are about to be pregnant or getting married, need to be sent this, save some lives, share the article with everybody. Speaking of the lockdowns, now CNN and the Washington Post and all the usual suspects that said keep the lockdowns going forever, make children wear masks forever. Now they're getting brain disorders from the carbon dioxide. That's in major studies. Now they're everywhere saying loneliness poses profound public health threat. Surgeon General warns, the same one that pushed endless lockdowns and said it was great for you. Now he wants you to listen to the feds and go out and get some friends. So they're really doing damage control. Doctors and hospitals will face murder charges for actions during pandemic. Lawyers break it all down. Very important report. Of course, we now know that Jamie Foxx, who had been vaxxed, had this big stroke after he took it and is lucky to be alive. That's just some of the news on that front. Okay. I want to get into Tucker Carlson and Building 7, but I'll do that next hour. And we'll continue with calls next hour. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jake in Michigan. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. How are you?
Welcome.
Hey, just want to highlight your supplements real quick. I have the Real Red Pill Plus. Can't say enough about it. X2-Nascent Iodine. I have like 20 bottles of that. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Got like 6 cans of that. Krill Oil, Founding Member Coins, and about 5 books. I want to talk about the transgender cult. During a few years ago, we kind of saw this thing kind of slowly and progressively taking hold in our country. And more and more of the homosexual stuff on TV kind of like hints and minor subliminal messages on TV. And then so I kind of saw it getting stronger in the media. And I've always wanted to take my kid out of school. And during COVID, it was a perfect opportunity to get my kid out of school and keep him away from the transgender cult propaganda. His teachers, his principal, they're all pushing it. And they even had like the Pride Day or whatever, where the straight kids weren't allowed to talk unless they put their hands up in class. It's crazy.
Yeah, they've got a bill introduced where anyone that says they are trans or gay or whatever is allowed to come to the country, no background check, no anything. They're trying to make it a protected super class. But good job protecting your son, and thank you for the support, Jake. Let's talk to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, thank you for everything you do, first of all. And I think we are on the border to stop human trafficking and the child trafficking, that the military should use LIDAR, ground-penetrating radar, to find, like, the tunnels that are being made. I don't understand why military stuff only gets used overseas.
Well,
and not
I mean, that's a good idea, but they don't even need that. The military's ordered to gather them up and hand them over to the NGOs that are all run by the Democratic Party and the UN. Literally, the UN runs the NGOs down on the Texas border, is the main invasion spot now, and they're just ordered to hand them over. And so that's what they're doing. So the military is actually there facilitating the smuggling. The Border Patrol has testified to that.
And then there's also, like, you know, you spoke about it back when it first happened, the domestic spy blimps that are over major cities. I think Texas and other border states need those blimps for surveillance.
Actually, Biden last year removed the surveillance blimps from the U.S. border. There were actually surveillance blimps all across Texas to California that are actually tethered, and they actually removed those blimps last year.
Yeah,
Type it in. Biden removes border security blimps.
It seems to me like you're right with, like, you know, you know, they only use the technology, military technology, against the population. Why can't they use what we paid for to help us? It's kind of complicit to the crime itself, like evidence or towards.
That's what the Border Patrol testified to. They say our job is now facilitating the smugglers. That was Senator Cruz said that 2 weeks ago. He said that the U.S. government is now the middleman with the smugglers, and it's totally true.
Yeah, yeah. Is it really that bad there on the border, or are you kind of? You know, I know you've been there since the start.
Yes,
you know,
it's about five times worse than it was under Obama. Trump basically shut the border completely down. In fact, they found the headline. Throw it back up, please. Biden finally finds a blimp he doesn't like. Biden finds a balloon he wants to take down. Surveillance blimps at the southern border removed.
Chinese blimps, but no protection blimps. I see how it is, right?
Yeah, and these are small blimps that, again, are just tethered at a few thousand feet. They've got night vision on them. They've got flare, and they're very, extremely useful. So you don't have expensive helicopters flying around. But no, those have been removed, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Great point you brought up. All right, we'll come right back after break. Go to Nellie, Glenn, Eric, Glenn, Steve, Ted, Trevor, Sebastian, Jared, Moxie, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Throw it in our face now. The giant confidence act, hoping we just give up. But we're not giving up. In fact, we're winning. The hearts and minds everywhere. The system can laugh at Tucker Carlson being fired from Fox, but they won't be laughing long. And yes, I do know what went on with Fox, and I do know what went on behind the scenes. And I'm not at liberty to tell you about it. Though I wish I could. Very interesting. But I'll just say this. Keep laughing, New World Order. Just keep laughing your asses off. And I do know why Tucker Carlson has had such a dramatic acceleration from being somewhat awake 10 years ago, being asleep before that, to now being Alex Jones 2.0. And boy, do I wish I could tell you. But I can't. so I won't. But all I can tell you is, you better get right with Jesus. You better get right. You better get right. Because Satan's as real as a heart attack. Okay, let's go to Nellie in Oklahoma. Nellie, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to speak about gender dysphoria and why it's so wrong to affirm these people's delusions. I know that there are people who are just kind-hearted and want to make that person feel seen.
Yeah, no. They have one group confuse them with psychological warfare manuals that we have, same all over the world, and then when... Then they tell people, affirm it so they don't kill themselves, though it's the unhealthy lifestyle that makes them kill themselves at record rates. So it's all a deliberate program to make them the victims and then make you be the enabler when actually you're helping them get deeper into the victim system. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. And what I was going to say is I have a 20-year-old son who is schizophrenic. We've struggled with this kid his entire life. Last year, actually a year ago yesterday, he actually jumped off of an overpass because of his delusions. He survived. I'll say that his spine's all jacked up, but my point is he's perfectly fine now physically. My point is that his schizophrenia causes not just voices. He sees things that are not there. We have episodes where he will freak out. There are spiders crawling all over him and you can't convince him that they're not there. So it would be pretty messed up if I were to play along and start swatting those spiders, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty screwed up. So to me, it's the same concept. These people have a delusion. They see something or they feel something that no one else can see. It's not real. It doesn't exist. To me, it's pretty messed up to affirm it just as much as it would be if I started swatting the invisible spiders, you know, that my kid is over
there freaking out. That is a perfect analogy. The way schizophrenics with medication but also with training are able to get better is to just learn that it's not real. And as they learn that it's not real, it then dissipates. And they've also found in studies that if they basically just order it to go away, they can order their mind to make it go away. And so you're absolutely right. But if you affirm the schizophrenia, you can get your son to kill himself. Like the way you stop the spiders is you draw this razor blade across your carotid artery and then they go away. Well, if you had someone telling him that, and, that's what the New York Times promoted last week, the National Post is promoting it in Canada. Oh, let's tell mentally ill people to commit suicide. That's the answer. So it's the state pushing people into suicide. It's so criminal. It's so evil. And, of course, it's the next step after convincing children to have their genitals removed. So you're dead on.
Yep. I mean, and my other thing I wanted to say was on the Washington thing. I actually did a deal on TikTok 2 weeks ago, but it goes beyond Washington, like as far as like their kids and their 8-year-olds and their, you know, whatever, saying mom didn't give me my way. So they go to a shelter and now they can, you know, get whatever surgery. They have a house bill that's with that. It's House Bill 1469 that welcomes runaways from any state. And if you go down their list of things of gender affirming surgeries, it includes things like lip enhancement, boot. I mean, you know, the things that are absolutely going to draw in teenage girls or confused boys.
It's just like Hollywood was a magnet for sex slavery. You're dead on. And Oregon and Washington and California are advertising, you know, kind of like the Netherlands advertised Amsterdam for prostitution and drugs. They're advertising it for pedophilia and abuse of children and all these free surgeries they're going to get. You are dead on.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely a gateway for human trafficking. I mean, how else are they going to get paid for these surgeries?
That's what the business is. Well, they're going to pay with taxpayers, ladies and gentlemen. That's their plan. Thank you, Nellie. Wow. Eric in Texas, you're on the air.
Ding, ding, ding. And then they tell the kids that the only other option if they don't get these surgeries is to kill themselves. That's what the whole argument of, they'll commit suicide. They'll commit suicide. They're coaching them that that's what they need to do.
That's right. 2020 did a report in 2001 about in 1998, 99, 2000, starting at Columbine, strangely enough. Even before Harrison Kleibold, that was the pilot city, they began to do death education, which made suicide in girls triple and boys double because they taught them how to commit suicide and told them don't commit suicide. Don't go in the bathroom and tie a shoelace around your neck and hang it on the coat rack. And the girls would go do it and kill themselves. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, yes. The media is the virus, and that's what I called for. I'm sure you've seen the BBC is the virus all over Europe every 6 months. They go down to the local BBC and put flyers up all over and let them know about their lives. Well, this May 6th, this Saturday, it has gone worldwide, at least in Houston. We'll be at 3310 Bissonnet, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock, letting ABC News know that they are also the virus. Everybody, I encourage you to look up your local television station and get out there and let them know.
And don't be part of a group. Just pick a TV station, pick a newspaper you know is evil, go shoot a video, put it online so it goes viral, and bullhorn, hand out flyers, and put up things saying, fake news, enemy of the people, and the name of the company. Or this company is the virus. Or this company lied about the lockdowns. This company was paid by Pfizer to lie to you. Beautiful point. So that's this Saturday, 1 p.m. at ABC in Houston?
Yes, sir. 3310 Bissonnet. And also, I got a little taste of the Alex Jones myself. I was interviewed this weekend by the Press Freedom Coalition, and I brought up the 15-minute cities, the vaccine depopulation, and YouTube took it down the day afterwards. So we are all Alex Jones. Everybody needs to wake up, speak up. The greatest feeling you can get is when you're in the street telling the truth or when you're at your local congresswoman's meeting telling her the truth. Just get out there. Come on, people. Poison Vax Song Guy on all the social medias besides Twitter. Twitter, it is Poison Gene Therapy Song Guy. Let's hit the street, y'all. Come on.
Let's do it. Beautiful call. Thank you, Eric. Everybody should join you there in Houston. Meet like-minded people and fight the tyranny together. And will that one event change the world? Yes. Will it save the world? No. But all of our activity together will. And that's what this comes down to. But the globalists are experts at creating a problem, getting more funds to fight it that actually makes it worse. And the transgender movement, the poison shots, it's all about making new customers, making new sick people you can control. Speaking of that, let's go to a quick clip of RFK Jr., clip 28, roll clip 28.
We have 1,400 studies, peer-reviewed studies, published on NIH's website, PubMed, linking various vaccines to all of those injuries.
So what are they doing this for, money?
Well, they're making $60 billion a year selling us vaccines, but they're making $500 billion a year selling the remedies for the injuries caused by vaccines.
Wow.
So the diabetes medication, the Adderall, the Ritalin, the Concerta, the Advair inhalers, the albuterol inhalers, the anti-seizure medications, all of those, you know, this is a really great business plan for these companies. You make people sick, and then you sell them a lifetime cure. And measles, wow. They weren't making any money. If you get measles or chickenpox, the cure is chicken soup and vitamin A, and you can't patent either of those.
Huh.
And you're well in a week. There's self-limiting illnesses that go away in a week. But if you can give somebody that vaccine and make them, you know, diabetic for life, and you got a permanent customer, or ADD or ADHD, and, you know, many of the vaccines are for illnesses for which there is zero risk. A one-day-old baby has zero risk of getting hepatitis B,
right,
if his mother doesn't have it,
yeah,
which every mother's tested for. You can only get it from, you know, unprotected sex or from sharing needles. Why are we giving one-day-old babies a vaccine for hepatitis B, and they admit the vaccine only lasts 5 years? That baby is not going to have sex with a prostitute in the first 5 years of life. There's zero risk.
All right, and this clip is 3 years old, 4 years old before they released COVID. But look at how COVID and then the shot makes you sick. The same business model. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.